Eagles fans, and welcome to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm your host, Bo Wolf. There was no update on the status of Michael Vick Tuesday as the quarterback continues to rest and recover from a concussion suffered Sunday against the Cowboys that head coach Andy Reid deemed pretty significant. We'll hear more about Vick's status on Wednesday, and you can watch his press conference live here on Eagles Live with Dave Spadaro. But all indications from Coach Reid on Monday indicated that Nick Foles, the rookie third-round pick who lit the league on fire in the preseason, could be in line to make his first NFL start Sunday against the Redskins. With that in mind, we turn now to our NFL films guru, Greg Cosell. Now, first of all, Greg, thanks for taking the time.
Bo, pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Now, I know you're just going through the tape from Foles' performance against the Cowboys, but when you scouted Foles coming out of Arizona, what was it about him that you liked?
I thought Foles coming out of college was a guy that had a pretty good arm. He played primarily in the shotgun, so it was a lot of the one step and throw. But what I saw in the preseason, and I think you saw a little of it last week, is there's a sense that he throws with anticipation. Now, keep one thing in mind, and this is critical. He will have a full week of practice now with the first team. And throwing with anticipation and timing is something he does well. The other part of that is the Redskins' defense is not a very good defense, particularly in the secondary. I think their safeties lack speed and range, and I think that the Eagles' offense will have opportunities for plays at the intermediate and deeper levels. The other part of that is the Redskins do not have a consistent pass rush. And that's, of course, the concern with the Eagles' offensive line. But this is not a team that puts a lot of pressure on quarterbacks. So I think Nick Foles has a chance to be successful in this game.
Let's switch sides of the ball now. And another rookie quarterback, Robert Griffin III, is leading things for the Redskins. And the Redskins do a lot of different things offensively to game plan around RG3 and his strengths. The question is, does this Eagles defense match up well with what the Redskins do offensively?
I think the Eagles' defense is well-suited because, contrary to what a lot of people might think, the Eagles' defense plays a lot of matchup zone concepts. It's not just pure man-to-man. And I think it's really important to be able to look back into the backfield and see what's happening as opposed to turn their backs. The issue you always face with running quarterbacks, and it's not that Griffin is a runner, but he does have that ability. And a great example was that 76-yard touchdown against the Minnesota Vikings. They were playing man coverage, and everybody turns their backs. I think the Eagles, with their matchup zone concepts, can look back into Griffin. The key is playing with discipline, trusting your eyes, and not overreacting to all the movement that occurs in the backfield.
Great stuff, Greg. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bo.
Now, Greg mentioned some of the struggles the Eagles have had on the offensive line this season, thanks in large part to injury, and the team made a move Monday to help fortify the guys up front, bringing in experienced starter Jake Scott, who has 21 starts to his name combined with the Colts and Titans, and he's experienced in Howard Mudd's scheme as well. Dave Spadaro caught up with the bearded Scott to find out why Philadelphia and why now.
All right, Dave Spadaro with the newest Philadelphia Eagle, Jake Scott, joins us. Worked out for the Eagles on Monday, signed later in the day. We welcome you to Philadelphia. Welcome to our little humble abode here. Jake, how's it going?
It's good to be here.
Yeah?
It's, good to be back playing football.
Yeah, what does a man do who's played football his whole life and then all of a sudden you're not playing for 3-4 months?
You just wait for that phone call and wait to get back somewhere where you can get on the field, play a little football, and hopefully help the team bunch.
The story is that you wanted to wait for the right opportunity. Is that kind of the way it went?
Well, I was a little bit picky. I wanted to be a part of a team that I felt like I fit with. I didn't want to just go somewhere just to be on a team. I wanted to go somewhere where I'd have a chance to play and go to a system that I felt like I could play well in.
Hey, Jake, welcome to Philly. I know you're looking forward to getting back on the practice field. I mean, you haven't hit anything or anybody in several months, right?
Yeah, it's been a while. It'll be nice to get out there tomorrow and bang around.
You feeling like you're Thursday, Friday, you're going to be all bruised up a little bit? You're going to love that, aren't you?
Well, yeah, you always get that initial soreness because there's some things, you no matter how hard you train, you can't train for that. So yeah. I'm sure I'll be a little bit sore after practice, but that's all right. That's
a
good thing.
Did you watch a lot of football in these weeks?
I'm a football fan, so I watch every Sunday. I tune in and watch the games and see what's going on.
Yeah. Well, hey, man. Welcome.
All right.
Good to meet you. Best of luck.
It's good to be here.
Jake Scott, the newest Philadelphia Eagle in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
The players had the day off Tuesday to rest, recover, and get some lifting in, but that left an opening for some community contributions, and linebacker Akeem Jordan was on hand at the Wister School in Philadelphia as the Independence Blue Cross Foundation awarded a $50,000 grant to the Eagles Youth Partnership for the express purpose of supporting the Eagles iMobile, which visits schools and clinics in Philadelphia, Chester, and Delaware County to provide vision services for the under and uninsured children.